Welcome to D&D Journey of the 5th Edition. Join us in our campaign and shenanigans as we explore the subterranean labyrinths, plunder hordes of treasure, battle legendary monsters. This podcast will be following our gaming group and the adventures of these characters, as well as a few guests from time to time. Join us as we start a new campaign and our journey to experience the best, and maybe the worst, in the 5th edition of Dungeons & Dragons.
Hi guys! If you're a fan of reading like I am, and you've been looking to try out Audible.com for audiobooks, we have a link for a free 30-day trial. So go ahead and check out audibletrial.com/creativeplanpodcastnetwork. That's Audible, audibletrial.com/creativeplanpodcastnetwork. Thanks!
Welcome back to D&D Journey of the 5th Edition's first year anniversary. And the unlucky fellowship follow Hogar to go take care of some orcish issues.
Rolling for healing potions.
Well, are you going to use a healing potion?
Yes, because I have three.
Are you sure? How much damage did you take?
Are we going to?
I took six points of damage.
Are you thinking you're in need of a healing potion?
Not really.
I'd say I'd
break. I could use some healing.
You or
she could use healing.
Lady Corlin did take, I believe.
We will cast the blessing of Pillar upon you.
That's the wrong game.
Oh, sorry.
Okay,
She's holding her mace.
It'll be 1d6.
I'm channeling my tiefling because of the.
Right. So that's 5. So I'm at 30 points now.
Oh, how sorry,
close
I like
those
you.
Characters
it's 2d4
to
plus 2.
2d4.
I need more
plus
healing spells.
2.
Huh?
I said, how close are those characters to leveling? Because I need
6.
More healing spells.
Plus 8. 2.
They're almost level
so
2.
So take 3 more off.
Alright, so now I'm only down.
And we are recording, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yes, apparently we are.
That's
it's okay,
better.
I haven't done the opening yet. This will just be put at the end of the
should I take a short rest and use one of my hit
do you
dice?
You know what
to?
We should do is...
I'm still down 10 points.
Gather all the stuff together and leave it somewhere that we can come back and get, you know...
So you can take a short rest and she'll cache the stuff.
All
yeah.
Right.
Or cache the stuff, depending on which version of the word you want to use.
Yes.
I will do that.
Cache sounds fancier.
And I will
cache is fancier if you want to use the E.
Total.
But most people actually
just
say cache.
Do
but
I
it can
say.
Be confusing.
Yeah. I just like cache.
All right. That was actually a good choice.
Cache things and cash.
Because remember, you guys do now have 5 hit dice of
oh,
healing.
We do.
Yeah.
Have 5.
Don't forget, you're now a 5 hit dice creature. So
yay.
You have lots of hit points that you can use to get back.
Well, that was good because now I'm full. I'm totally healed. I'm ready to take a beating for the team once more.
I can see so many naughty videos there. I'm ready to take a beating.
Fun and flagellation and fan
sort
failing.
Of gives me meaning. Sort of gives me meaning to spank and tank.
Well, there is a reason she recruited a hobgoblin.
Okay, so go ahead and organize yourself on this side of the map. Because thankfully for Galen's amazing survival role, she is tracked down to where she believes the orcs are camped out.
Well, it should be frontish. Are those bushes?
Those are bushes. And difficult terrain.
Bush! I like bushes.
Yeah. Damn actually, bushes!
And, stop stealing my
and
line!
You knew
these are actually...
I'm the thief!
These are actually line of sight blocking, by the way.
Oh. Ooh, can I get up there? I'll go sneak in.
You're going to go sneak in?
I'm going to look
well,
she's past
the sneaky
the
one.
Lady Corlin. So
you
she's
could
like, stuck
okay.
out of the bushes.
Yeah. Right. Dun, well, dun, you know dun, me, dun, I just dun, don't dun, even dun. Bother with trying to sneak because
okay.
I can't.
You are a small creature, so you can walk around that little lip, by the way.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead and give me a stealth roll.
So an orc just wade through the water? You realize that's my character.
I got 28 on that bad boy.
28?
Yeah.
We don't even know you're there.
Jesus.
She disappeared.
Like, where
I
did she go?
Ninja vanish.
Puff of perfume, and then there was nothing.
Poof.
Gone.
Dun, 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 dun.
It's great because she's half like she would probably sing that in hypersonic when nobody
hears it.
Only sea creatures and a few insects can hear her actual song. Okay, so as you look around, you see a little campsite the orcs have erected in this little niche in the valley there. And there is a orc wearing an eye patch. He's got some like tchotchke chicken bone necklace thing going on. And some
like
colorful,
a shaman kind of thing.
Like a shaman kind of thing, exactly. Yeah. And then you've got this guy who's he's like the largest orc you've ever seen in your life. His tusks are twice the width of other orcs that you've seen. Oh, yeah. He's covered in plate armor with a big nasty looking great axe.
Okay, I'm going to go back and tell him what I see.
And just before you're about to leave, you notice these two are talking to each other. These two look just like regular old orcs.
I don't care when the war chief comes. I will conquer all of these people.
And of course the shaman's like, no.
He's saying this in common.
He's saying this in common.
Because I only know one thing in Goblin, and that's...
Yes.
Princess!
Yes. They are saying it in common, conveniently for you. And the one with the spear stomps his spear down and says,
"You will wait for the chieftain. He will lead the war and we will burn Phandalin to the ground like our ancestors."
I think we're going to have to kill them.
I'm going to sneak on back.
Okay, roll your sneak and see if there's a twig that breaks.
Okay, I'm going to use advantage.
How are you getting advantage?
Because.
Because?
And she hesitates. No, because I do have a chip.
You do have a chip?
I do have
a chip. And that chip isn't for your... is that chip for your cleric?
I do believe this chip is for Sister Solace.
I'm like, oh, he's just saying.
I know Sister Solace is into charity for the lesser.
She's going to give you a...
But... I stole it!
No dice, Missy. And we established titter. She's reaching out for a lifeline.
Put your pilfered advantage away.
But I'm a rogue.
No,
we all put you titter.
Roll your d20.
she got a pouty face.
Make it a pouty face. I think it is. But she's too upset to know it. Does beat their passive perception. Okay.
I won.
Oh, jeez. Oh, my heavens.
Damn. So is this like some sort of wall, or is this...
Yeah,
what
it's
like a
little embankment.
Okay, so we could climb up on top and shoot them from above.
Okay. Death from above! I'm going to go ahead and tell them what I heard.
Yeah,
we gotta take these guys out. But not only these guys, but there's like some king coming.
Oh. War chief.
Well, I can
thank
watch
you very much.
I believe that they are trying to thwart your rule, your rightful rule over all of the
Oh, you don't need to convince me to take these.
Well, it's more than that.
What do you call yourself?
And one looks like he's got badass armor, and then the other guy looks like a shaman kind of guy.
They're going to overrun Phandalin.
So he may have a healer, I don't know. That or he's a magic user, one of the two.
Well,
one I don't like.
We should kill the magic user. They're always very soft and feeble.
And they're tricky!
And they've got nasty, nasty spells.
Perhaps we should have Galen take the magic user out mostly. If you want, I can help prevent the one in... Well,
plate.
All of them. From advancing on the rest of the party while we take them up from range.
Well,
how tall is the embankment?
Help with the
it is about 10 feet.
Oh, nothing. Okay.
Something
nothing.
I learned while I was...
What are you talking about? Nothing!
It's a 1d6 if you fall.
We can certainly stop their advance.
All right, well, we will stop their advance while you pew-pew okay. them in the
I'm
face.
I'm going to go ahead and sneak back up, and I'm going to go ahead and sneak in and park myself so I can start shooting from the bushes.
Do you want me to come around?
Right here!
We should probably stay out here and Galen shoot from, like, up here.
You want me to... Yeah, okay.
Okay, Galen, okay, give me an athletics roll for climbing the wall.
I want to sneak over to here.
All right.
Is that acrobatics?
I can't protect you
nope.
all over there, but
it
if you want to.
Is...
Yeah, but then...
Oh, there it is.
Me.
Athletics.
Are you sure it's not going to be
Yes,
my...
it's athletics to climb.
All right.
Yeah, because that sucks.
Well, I got a 7.
Okay.
Roll a 6-sided.
Yes, roll a 6-sided. You do... She climbs up to the top. She grabs a handful of weeds and...
Yeah!
Okay, so what are you doing at this exact moment? Because things may happen.
Trying to...
Somebody give me a boost.
Well, wait, where is she climbing up?
She's climbing up the side there.
Well, in this case, I'll try to give her a boost.
Okay,
yeah,
on her
I mean,
next attempt, you can. You're
okay,
sneaking
I'm
up.
I'm going to sneak.
Give me a stealth roll.
Okay, I got a 15.
15? There.
Well, I can't get that far yet. I have to wait. So
okay.
over here.
Okay. And the decor
Because I thought that was to get around this.
Yeah.
Well, before we give her the boost,
I have
my sword out.
I will wait to proceed because I'm not very quiet.
Okay, so you wait till everyone's
wait
in position.
Wait till we're in position, yeah.
Yes,
okay.
And then I'll be noisy.
So, did you roll 1d6?
I did. I had 3 points.
Okay. Let's see if
already
you made
removed it.
Crazy amounts of noise. Okay.
Apparently I did.
You scramble down the wall, take a hit in the ground a little roughly, but
all right. So
okay.
Roll him to the floor.
So,
that was roughly.
So if Hogarth's giving you a boost, you roll advantage.
Okay, definitely 18.
18?
18.
Okay, so you scamper up the wall.
Much better with a boost.
Okay. Okay, so who's gonna go next? The orcs are doing something.
Well, I suppose now it's time for the noisemakers to move.
Should we roll initiative or
wait till I get in a position?
Wait until I get in a position.
Okay, you wanna roll a stealth to get into position?
Okay, I got a 14. No, 15.
You got a 15?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you wanna go right here?
What if I get back, actually?
Well, if you're back here, you can't see them to attack.
Okay, then a little closer. Then.
Okay, so there?
Okay, yeah.
Okay. Because if you go here, you're now out of
and
sight.
And I'm going to hide.
And you're going to hide? Well, you're using... You didn't...
Yeah.
That's what your stealth
rule is.
That's
what stealth
is. Okay. You do notice that things have changed at the camp.
I woke them up. Shit.
As you notice, the orcs are doing the whole hunting signs, pointing into the bushes that they heard something is...
Where I am?
No. This
okay.
way.
Okay.
They
not
heard something.
Well,
feel free to move. They'll see the non-stealthy ones anyways.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Was my boost my action?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, we'll go back around. Let's go ahead and roll initiative now, just to make things easier for the actions.
Woohoo! I got 24.
22.
17. What's happened to Dilek?
Yeah, really, considering I only got like 10.
So, what'd you get, Jazz?
22.
It's really, it's
and what'd Tilda get?
24.
Galen?
10.
Ironically enough, I'm not going to actually do anything right away.
Well, you know, it's just, hold action. Wow.
I keep telling you, you shouldn't let him use this dice.
It just gave me a 20.
Let him use Trevor's. Well, there's a set bag over there that he can use.
See, that make you feel
Trevor's.
Better? It's only five on that one.
He's a monstrous dice.
You're being forced to use different dice, baby.
I am?
Yep.
Let me enjoy these dice so far.
The dwarf dice have all the good
No,
yeah,
he can't steal the dwarf dice from Riona.
Well,
okay.
Yeah.
Mojo on
that. So the mojo will still be there.
Kelly's taking the dice.
It's wow. She giveth and she taketh dice away.
Yeah. But you know, she's very loving, so. Even if
and
she's
well endowed.
And there's that.
Huge tracts of land!
Especially in a corset.
Yes!
Throwing that out there. You may have some of mine, or you could have from the random bag.
Okay, I will take some dice from the random bag. I feel dirty, dirty taking somebody else's dice.
I know, you don't even know where those dice have been, or how anyone's rolled them.
Ooh, I'll go for the big massive set.
If anyone's been kind to them.
I will show them some love.
They need some love. Those are large.
And you know,
I got a set of those giant dice for my mother.
Oh,
purple.
That's lovely.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, so Tilda, it is your turn. You're just
I'm gonna hold
action
because when Lady Corlin and them come back up and those guys start going after her, well, I'm gonna start trying to pick them off from behind.
Okay, Hogar.
There.
Mm-hmm. Yep, she's re-scampered up the wall.
So I'm going to try to clear this ledge.
Okay, you can walk through the water, no problem. It's just difficult terrain. It doesn't...
It's shallow.
I'll get stuck there if I don't...
Okay.
Just because I don't have enough movement.
Okay.
And that's going to be at like 20.
Okay, so you easily jump and hurdle the water. Okay. So you jump over the water, make a little bit of noise there. Okay, so Lady Corlin.
Right, well I'll march up to the water and
I'll see the humor.
Athletics to jump it, you say?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, why not? How's a 15?
15 will clear it.
Oh,
still
goodness.
Better than what I'm doing.
All right. Okay. Look at that. I'll just pose in the sunlight.
You'll be death from a fall.
Here's hoping. I wasted all my 20s
like,
earlier.
And I'm all like, son.
I
think it'll be
I'm
harder to intimidate
to be
these
quiet.
Guys.
There's no point in quietude.
So the orc's gonna go through and he's gonna stick his head through the bushes. You see an orc pull the bush aside and look at.
Hello there!
And he gives out a shout of warning. But
he's got his back to me.
Yeah. He's
no,
also
I'll
got.
Wait.
You can't
no.
see him because of the
oh,
bush.
Okay.
The bush is now against
even
you.
Even if she was taller?
Okay, Galen, it is your turn.
I want to move into position, but try to do it quietly. In the key tree, yeah, the bush cover until it's time to act. Well, I can,
okay.
If I can see
so
it from there, I can
so
do
you're
it from
be,
there.
You're
you
gonna,
have the.
Are you
going to
hide or are you going to attack?
You can attack.
I'm
going to
attack.
You're death from above. So
okay.
I'm going to attack. And
he doesn't see you.
That
so you
is
get...
a 19.
Well, he would see her once she comes running out there.
19.
19 what?
Okay. And it is 6 points of damage. No, 7 points of damage.
7 points of damage. Your arrow goes into the bushes, and you hear him make a sound as the arrow sticks out. And you see the arrow sticking out like an extra branch.
Impactful.
Okay.
Let's add a few more branches.
It's just wrong.
Feathered foliage. He'll be flora and fauna.
If you start running, we can start calling it a chicken.
Okay.
They're kind of in an area where they can't really run away.
Not without climbing.
Except for going through you.
Uh-huh.
Well, they're big, scary things, so.
Oh, I didn't notice that. We gotta move.
Well, you know.
Not that we know that.
You and besides, they could go that way. That's what
yeah,
I was just saying. Wait a minute,
we
I gotta move.
Okay, and the shaman's
I don't
gonna
think
actually
they're gonna
try in athletics to climb up on the wall.
Oh, crapola. Well, I wanted him anyways.
We were hoping to.
Two.
And the shaman falls down.
And roll a d6. Roll a d6. 5 points of damage.
Delightful.
Okay, so back to the top of the order. You know what? The big guy is gonna not just... He had his action readied for someone coming through the bushes, but I don't think he's expecting anyone to come through the bushes at this point.
So he's gonna have to barrel his way through the bushes?
20, 25, and he doesn't have enough to get into the next square, so...
Don't do anything. I'm not going to do anything. He's got plate on. Unless you want to go for the shaman.
If this guy... Well, no, as soon as that guy goes up there, I'm going to shoot the shaman. Okay.
And he's going to actually ready his action if shaman, anyone runs into the bushes.
But I did not shoot the paladin.
Okay, Tilda. Orc is smashing through the bushes next to you. It is your turn.
I'm going to hide.
Okay.
I'm going to hold action until they're all that way. Okay. So I am behind them, and then as soon as it happens, I'm going for the shaman.
Okay.
Hey, if you and I take out the shaman,
actually, yeah, I'm gonna move a little.
We
this
can focus
way.
On the others.
So is there any is there any way we can way to differentiate the big guy moving versus these other?
No,
ups?
Not really. Okay. Basically, you hear rustling in the bushes.
We're just going to have to take them all on and intimidate them with our prowess.
But you know what's there.
Interest
you just don't know what's coming.
Yeah.
Given what the little one said is nil.
Oh, what?
I mean, okay. Intimidation comes with steel this time.
Mm. Okay, Hogarth, it is your turn.
Well, intimidation with death.
Draw them towards you.
Yeah. Bottleneck them. Draw
so
them towards you.
Forward.
He's going to be standing here and taunting this one, telling him that...
Something about hobgoblin justice?
Well, he's nothing more than an overgrown halfling.
Okay, you definitely have his attention. He is taunted.
That's
you have a
so
feeling
laughing.
He will be... You know, his angry, bloodshot eyes are focused strictly on you.
You can refer to the fact that
he's
got...
Say that in common!
And readying to strike when he gets in.
Okay. All right, so, Lady Corlin, it is your turn.
Positionally, where would it be good for me to be?
Behind me.
All right.
So, about where you are, or here... Well, actually, probably
just
where you are.
Remember, she's melee, so...
Yeah. Bring it forward.
Just move up next to you. Or...
You know.
Some range.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, that would.
She can't move that fast, anyways.
To cover our area.
Okay.
What ho, you vile fiend! Come forth, so I may stab at you, for you are ugly, and you offend me.
Okay. So it is the orc's turn. So he is going to come up here and. Attack you, so you're gonna swing at each other.
Okay.
Let's see what horrible cool.
So does the ready mean I get my fighter a second attack or no?
No, it's just okay. Your one attack.
I am going to.
He rolls an unnatural 20.
Well, that will hit, but I'm going to. Hang on a sec, dude.
Is it written on the pack?
Yeah, I'll figure it out later. All right, so doing normal attack.
Ooh,
that's not
good. Ooh, yeah. That will not hit. You swing as he swings, and he hits you in the midsection for 9 points of damage.
Aww.
As you can just see his bloodshot eyes as he just opens his maw and belches foul orc breath all over you.
I really dislike the orcs.
Nasty, nasty.
Okay. He is going to use all of his movement, including his attack, to move right there.
Oh.
They're going to gang up on him.
Well, it's alright, because I can sneak right up behind him and flank him, can't I?
If you want to call it sneaking.
Or stick one step forward and swing. I'll just, you know.
Yeah, so getting in range with him will definitely help because...
Galen, it is your turn.
Nice.
Okay, I'm going to shoot the shaman. Now I'm also
you can't
shoot
the shaman. He's below a 10-foot
then
wall.
Moving forward to shoot the shaman.
Okay, you're going to have to be right there at the lip.
I understand that.
Okay.
I'm willing to accept
I'm
that. I am now a target of said shaman.
Okay.
But I have advantage.
But let her go first.
That is a 19, which is a critical hit for a warrior. So...
So what does that do?
So, hold on, let me see. Wait. Critical hit.
Improve criticals. I forgot about it.
No. It's from improve critical hit. Your weapon attack score is a critical hit on a roll of 19 or 20.
Does that mean
double damage?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, wait. It's actually more than 19, but that was.
That
you
hits.
Know. Okay, so can I borrow your.
No, you may never see the book again. I refuse to share it with you. You're not coming home
with me. Woo! Okay.
Kill him in the face!
17 points of damage!
Wow. That's impressive.
I don't usually get that much damage.
He takes the arrow.
That's because they rolled
and
sixes.
He looks like he's going to keep on
remember,
going.
Remember, I was holding action until the other guys came up, so...
Aha! Okay, I definitely hit with a 26.
Okay.
That is 29 plus that would be 34 points of damage.
And
I'm thrilled with a 17
plus.
Points
well,
of
damage.
I'm sorry, 29
I was
points
like,
of damage. Sorry, thank you. 29 points
I'm
of damage.
I'm like, where's
what?
The extra numbers that's coming a... from?
Magic.
Yeah,
this isn't the gathering.
She stole them.
So 29
points of damage.
Yes. Jesus Christ.
Plus
my shaman's
17.
Dead. You
yes!
killed my shaman.
Yes!
Only he didn't fail that athletics roll. He could have been reigning shaman badass. Right
I know, Tim.
And
that
now
was
we can
good
see getting you up there so you distract them. Like, worried.
Well, so, no, because I made that horrible noise at the front part, right. Losing those 2 hit points. That drew them forth to you guys.
Okay.
So that I could.
Well, it's the shaman's turn. He's going to his creator saying, don't mess with humans and halflings with bows. They hurt. Okay. So, it is this guy's turn.
He wouldn't have said the arrows, come on.
He would see me.
He just heard the shaman die.
Yeah. And
he would
see
me.
Right here. With a bow and arrow and everything.
Looking
come
all
on.
Menacing from above.
So glorious.
With
like
my folk hero fabulousness.
She's all making noise, I'm not.
You did make noise. Because you were holding action. You didn't do your bonus hide after. And that's good enough to hear you.
That's right. Who's the easel I'm getting next?
If I live.
The biggest orc
you've ever
seen.
Oh, dear. Oh,
shit.
Dear.
Does a 18 hit you?
Yes.
Oh.
18 hit.
For 10 points of damage.
Tilda's
as you hear Tilda scream as his axe comes smashing into her, basically cleaving the bush in half.
Oh, it's good. It got the bush.
Why didn't he see me as opposed to her?
Because he saw you shoot the shaman, and then all of a sudden, halfling giggle as she shot the...
I didn't giggle! I'm a professional.
Oh, that's definitely...
I'm giggling! I even said, silent but deadly. I said that,
and it is your turn, Tilda.
You might want to run. No,
but that would give us an opportunity of attack.
Can you hide?
He knows she's there.
I'm surprised you didn't use Artful Dodger or Uncanny Dodger.
Oh, I forgot about that.
I'll let you use it.
Okay, yeah. When an attacker I can see hits me with an attack roll, you can use your reaction to have the attack's damage against you.
I'll let you use that.
It's nice that you're married to the GM.
Shut up, sweetie.
Also, you know, very kind since it's not something
okay.
we've had to use
I've
before.
Never been level mm-hmm. four.
That's right.
Okay, I'm going to stab at him.
You're going to stab at him?
I stab
dropping
at
your
thing.
Bow, pulling out your short
sword.
Yeah. That's not salt. That's a toothpick. May I give it to
the
my daughter?
Open.
You know,
should I give that to my daughter when you die?
Can't move.
And I'm going to get... Oh, I don't
enough to plate.
16 is going to be good enough.
You stab at him, and his plate mail just scrapes as your blade in the corner of armor.
Can I hide
between the corner of
that?
You would have to move at least one. If you move,
step back and hide.
If you move right here, you could.
Okay.
Yeah, because think about it. You're small.
It is concealed cover.
Does he have a helmet on, or is it his head bare?
Well, she can jump into the bushes, basically.
I got an unnatural 20 for stealth.
An unnatural 20. You believe you are hiding. Okay.
Tilda lives to fight another round.
Well, Tilda's gonna. If he doesn't see her, Tilda's gonna.
Okay, Hogar, it is your turn.
He's gonna run and hide towards you guys.
Draw the big guy in.
Portland go.
What?
She's right here.
She's
right after you.
Right.
Right after me.
You could hold
till after Cortland.
Okay. What is the chain of events you're holding for?
For her to move into position for this guy, and then I'm going to strike him and move.
Okay, for this one or for this one? Because she moves
this one.
That one?
If she moves in here, I'll get my bonus damage.
Oh, okay.
So I'll be moving in there.
Okay.
It's my turn.
So I was going to think if you go there, you get advantage.
But he specifically asked me to move into that pocket.
Okay.
So I just...
Wouldn't you get your bonus damage if you attack that one?
Well, yes, but my plan is to plow through this one and get to the big guy.
Oh, okay.
Since Tilda's not screaming from the bushes.
Okay.
So she had screamed.
Lady Coraline, what are you going to do? Are you going to attack?
Oh, well, yes, certainly. I must attack.
Okay.
Which
one of these two are you going to attack?
I'll attack the one that Hogarth's going to plow through to help soften it up a wee bit.
Okay.
With a 15, 18.
That will hit.
All right. Thank you for doing my math for me.
We don't want to think too hard.
It's very difficult. And then 8 plus 1 is 9 plus 12. 12 points of damage.
12 points of damage. You've horribly wounded him.
Huzzah!
And on my next attack, do I have to attack the same monster?
No, for your extra attack, it does not have to be the same one.
All right, I'll attack the other one.
Oh, okay.
Hello! You know, you're very foolish, because we're going to kill you and then go find your families and burn them.
Oh, my God!
Oh, look, I rolled a 19.
That's critical.
How is it critical?
Oh, my goodness, that's very exciting. Oh, I rolled 2d8s. I'm like...
A critical on a battle axe, a great axe, is a really great thing.
No,
she's
using Talon. She's using Talon, the plus one sword.
Talon, the sword of judgment. Oh, I didn't roll very well.
Teach him a lesson.
It's judging you harshly.
10, 11 points of damage.
That's 11 points of damage that he no longer has.
It's just the dice pool.
Is it 11 points?
Okay, Hogar, go ahead and swing on this one.
I softened him up for you.
She softened them both up nicely.
Indeed.
That'll hit.
That'll hit, yeah.
Okay. I like when I don't have to do math when it just hits on the base dice.
And you just finish it off.
21.
She cleaved it on the backside, and you just finish it off with a mirror image slice on the front.
And now he's going to continue his movement.
It goes down.
All right.
But to get my second attack, I can't take it at the end of my movement. That would take the action surge, right?
Yeah.
So, since this is a single attack action, I'll take the second one here, then I'll move, then I'll action surge on this guy.
Ah! Damn!
Okay.
He's just concerned for you, Santa.
Yeah.
That's
even though I'm a halfling, apparently.
It's gonna be an 18.
That will hit.
Thank you.
Okay, that. So. I should re-roll some of that damage. 16.
16.
On this guy.
Okay,
on
that
top
killed.
Of what he took. Yeah.
Yeah. That you two just did slice and dice teamwork with your blades. And the orcs just go down.
It's because Hogarth's been coming in for tea periodically.
They're sparring partners.
Yeah.
Occasionally. So now I'm going to action surge on this big
guy.
Okay.
The Texas makes Julia prize.
So your king. I have a crown at home, you know. Stole it off an ogre.
I thought it was a bugbear.
Yeah, it was the bugbear.
It's an ogre now.
You know how those fish stories go. first time you say the dragon's teeth were this big. Next time you say it, the dragon's teeth were as big as a man.
That'll be 14.
14 plus damage?
Do you get any bonus for because you're hitting him in the back?
No, not at the moment. I use my martial advantage. And we're not flanking him, you're hiding.
Yeah,
I'm hiding.
That's a good plan.
He hurts.
Hiding is good.
Right. Hiding is a good plan when he swings that axe.
Because he's wearing plate mail. He's a big
okay.
Nasty.
So it is the dead orc's turn, and now Galen's turn.
Well, we're going to attempt to fire on the big scary orc.
Okay.
With the huge.
And we're going to miss.
Go ahead and roll me a d20 real quick. See if you can get through Hogar's armor. What's your total?
Well, you must know. It's a 24.
How much damage to Hogar?
Roll poorly.
Here's hoping.
I thought a tank.
I'm so sorry. Okay, it's 12 points of damage.
Better into Hogar than the halfling. It's the arrow. We go thinking to the bushes and hear a scream.
I'm really not happy at that one.
Welcome to the club.
There's an arrow sticking out of your shoulder.
I always shoot people in the back. I'm going to take an axe and surge and fire again on the big guy.
God, you might finish Hogar off.
I don't know.
No, I don't think she has the damage.
Woo! 18 plus. No, so like, yeah, 28. No problem.
28? Okay, that's it.
Okay. So at least I'm actually going to hit something that's not a party member.
But you don't have to hit all of us.
You struck the bush, and the bush is bleeding.
9 points of damage.
9 points of damage. He's actually got a pretty good grievous wounds going on here.
All
right, as soon as he turns his back on me, he's going to get another one. All right,
and it is his turn.
Oh, wait, I should have rolled with advantage. His back was to me.
No, he knew you were there.
Okay, never mind.
Okay, and he is going to swing on
Hogar. He doesn't know where I am.
Right, but you have to wait for him to attack someone else.
He knows I'm in the area.
Well, a mighty 16 hits you, Hogar.
Nope, I'm going to spend a superiority die and repost.
Ooh.
Okay.
Ooh. That's exciting.
Fancy.
Ooh.
I like that.
20 hit him.
20 will hit him.
Oh, excellent.
Dang.
That was a weapon damage die, so great weapon.
Oh.
15 plus 6, 21.
Holy shit.
21 points of damage?
Okay.
Slicing.
Yeah, no, Battlemaster is meant for this sort of bullshit.
Yeah.
Excellent.
He
looks
kind of
horrible
when it's
at this
for us.
Point.
How's your king feel now?
Where is your king?
He's
obviously incompetent.
This is my turn.
It is.
Do we want to ask?
Would you like to step in through the bushes?
I'm going to come in through the bushes.
Extend your life if you
can. And, you know, go forth towards the big tusked one.
Two, three, four, five. If you go that way, you can walk right up to him.
Hello. You know, normally I offer people a chance to surrender, but I hear you're planning to burn my city to the ground. So I have to kill you.
Whoops. That's a wild bat.
Flying.
Oh, dear. Is it a 1?
8 plus...
plus 7.
Hey, if you're not shooting your 15, own people in the back, it's
you
a good
swing
thing.
Your sword and it skitters off his armor.
I'll attack again.
Okay,
because
use your extra attack.
Apparently I can do that.
Still have
it. Oh, 18 on the dice.
18 on the dice.
Yes,
if you have any
you
bonuses,
more.
It means
yes,
you hit.
I do. I have 7 points of bonus.
That would hit. Roll me a damage.
Seven plus ten, that's 11. 11 points.
You
of
take
damage.
Talon and you just spear straight at him, and like an eagle landing its talon into its prey, your blade just pierces his armor right into his heart. You
like
give it a
butter.
Slight twist. And pull it out with just a hint of blood flicking off the tip.
Excellent.
As it just its eyes roll back in its head and falls
and
to its
knees. You see
the
light fade as it does.
I'd like to think that the sun comes through the trees and hits me just
and
so.
It glistens off your armor.
As I pose like an avenging goddess of justice.
Like a practical Valkyrie.
Yeah, all right.
Sitting there, glowing in the ambiance.
Not till the giggles!
Right. That's what you get for threatening Clan Dalen. Death.
Okay.
I'm going to loot the bodies.
You're going to loot the bodies?
Hopefully they have, like, maps or something about where their war chief is coming from.
Right.
And what's, well, or really better yet, conveniently, with, you know, like, their war, you know, their amounts of soldiers. And it's like,
yeah, they said their war chief was on their way here, so it'll be a short while.
Right. Okay.
The information seemed extraneous at the time.
Everybody climb into those sleeping bags.
Oh, we could hide from ambush.
Maybe not the sleeping bags. Being prone would be bad.
We could be in the
But bushes. We can make them look like they're in the sleeping bags.
Yeah, we put the corpses in the sleeping bags.
And we can hide in the bushes.
Galen, give me a perception roll. And Tilda, you end up finding 24 gold coins.
Oh my god, natural 20! With my... I'm percepty today. It's so 24.
Today is your day.
Look at this! You're on fire!
How many 20s are on that dice?
Well, I also rolled one at a very inopportune die.
It's true, but you got 520.
Did you get the gold?
I got gold pieces.
Okay. 68 silver pieces and a little gold figurine with rubies in it that's worth about 200 gold pieces if you sell it.
200 gold pieces?
Mm-hmm. Okay. And
no, I just found a figurine.
And all of a sudden, yoink, in the pocket. Galen shouts out a call of warning because during your
ruckus... Tell me that's not... Well, we would have had something set up.
From the bushes.
It's the deep doo-doo bird.
From the bushes. Step out a large, muscular orc. And his two cohorts, each wielding javelins.
And I'm...
Oh, good dear lord.
I'm hiding!
And go ahead and roll initiative.
Nice.
I got a 2.
I did not.
Which is actually
I was about to say, what?
7.
That's a 7?
Yeah. I got an 18.
How do you know? You got a 2.
I rolled a 2 as well. Which is...
We're on!
Except I'm going at 4.
I go at 1.
We're apparently all caught with our pants down.
Right, well, we're so excited.
And they rolled very well.
That was just the chief.
Just the chief.
The war chief.
Well, you know, we knew we were going to have to kill them.
Yeah. Here comes the chief.
Well, okay,
here comes
so our
the
setup
chief.
Is not like this. This guy's dead.
Okay, yeah. And she's over
and
here
now
looting.
You know.
I'm looking at the corner. Mm-hmm.
Galen was debating climbing down. She's wanting help, but just as she turns around and she goes, you were looting the bodies. All
the
bodies were over there. There's no bodies over there.
The guy here, the shaman's here, and then the two orcs are out here.
And I split into us. Die for cover.
Okay, so... That's... Oh no, are we going to have a titter? Will there be titter? Are we going to close on a titter? Because if not,
I never
that's...
flailed.
You
I
and
never
your morning star.
Oh my heavens. I'm stealing one of these. Oh.
It's not stealing, it's a gift.
Thank you.
It's
Thank
the
you.
Tissue of don't be contagious.
I'm laughing so hard my nose is running.
Then you better catch it.
That's terrible.
And
that's
a plus one tissue of, you know, lotion.
Comfort.
Okay,
and she's enchanted with Moco. And that's a great place to end it there.
Woo! And we lived maybe for a little while. Yes.
And you massacred them. Massacred them.
Hi, this is Kelly, a.k.a. Trixie from Ragnarok and Roll, assigned to Ragnarok Story, and Tilda Wimblewick from D&D Journey of the 5th Edition. First off, I would just like to say thank you to everyone for listening to our varied adventures, as well as for rating us on iTunes and RPGpodcast.com. If you haven't rated us yet, we would greatly appreciate it if you could. And if you're looking for more ways to support our efforts, we are now on Patreon. A great site where you can help us continue making more podcasts, as well as some special surprises for our patrons. If you can, please look us up at www.patreon.com/cppn. Every little bit helps. And again, thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening to D&D Journey of the 5th Edition, a member of the Creative Play and Podcast Network. And remember, be careful out there. There be dragons about.
that's a great place to wrap it up there.